Today we have a bit of a fun topic, soft matzah for Ashkenazim. In my mind, this topic is part of our return to the land of Israel, because I didn't ever hear of this idea when I was living in America, and now, Pesach time, I get this question many, many, many times. I get many WhatsApps. I see this question. I see others getting asked this question. So apparently this matzah, people now come across it, and they all want to know, can I eat it? Can I have it? What's the ruling for Ashkenazim? So take a sheet on the way in, and let's begin. So first wanted to firmly establish, before we get into the discussion, that it's clear that the matzahs that we're used to as Ashkenazim, I'm assuming I'm speaking to a group of mostly Ashkenazim. Anyone here not? Okay. Everyone's Ashkenazim. Look at that. So, the matzahs that we're used to were not the matzahs that they had in Mitzrayim. And they were not the matzahs that they had in the Gemara. The matzahs that we're used to are probably not older than about, a 1,000 years old. Let's say 1,200 years old. I don't mean that each one we eat is about that old. It may taste like that if you don't like the taste. But I'm saying the matzahs that, looking the way we're used to having them, isn't as old. That's not how the matzahs used to be. There are many, many proofs for this. I cited a few here just to establish what we're talking about. And we'll see that the various poskim who are dealing with our issue also offer a few more. I'm not saying it's a conclusive list, but it's certainly a well-proven phenomenon that this is true, without even going to a history book. For example, the Gemara Pesachim, source 1, tells us, Yotzin b'matza hina, or b'matza suya ilfa. So what's a matza hina? It's a matza that's half-baked. What's half-baked? Hina b'loshon na, raw. And Rashi tells us, Ena fuya kol tzorcha, atochle mimenu na, right, we say about the Korban Pesach. So we can have this hina. So the Gemara says, my matza hina, what is that? I'm Rav Yehuda, I'm Rishmol, kol sheporsa, ve'en chotin nimshachin hemena. How cooked does it have to be? Half-baked, that it's still good enough? If you break apart this matzah, and there's no strands of dough emerging from its sides. Okay, again, seemingly more likely with a thicker bread-like matzah. The Mishnah Brura uses this lashon as well in source 2. En chotin nimshachim. He says, afilim nefrecha kishmetaltim lotel yotzei ba, even if it breaks apart when you take it. And then he says, im yesh asavik et chotim nimshachim. How do we know if there's strands that come when you pull it apart? Tocheich etzva tocha matzah. Stick your finger inside the matzah. Ve'eno nidbag iso yesh latira. And it doesn't come out with dough on it. That means it's cooked enough. Can you do that to the thin matzah that we're all doing? Right? Seemingly not. Another Gemara in source 3, in Gemara Mesachim Dav Zayin, tells us, hapat she'ipsha. You have bread that got moldy. So, kevan sherabta matzah muter. There's more matzah than it's mutter. So, what's the more matzah? What does that mean? So, the Gemara says, I'm a rabba, lo tema sherabta matzah elemesh rabu yume matzah luya. It's now a few days into Pesach. So, we're trying to just figure out, was this matzah that got moldy? Or was it bread from before Pesach that got moldy? So, you have matzah, and you're not sure if it's bread. Okay, what are we clearly talking about? Matzah that looks like bread, right? We're clearly not talking about a little cracker. It's got to be matzah that potentially you can confuse it, and now it's moldy. So, has it been long enough for your matzah to have gotten moldy? That's the Gemara's conclusion. Yes? We're getting there. Okay? But the Mishnah Brura is certainly commenting on a Shulchan Aruch who did use. Okay? So we'll get to the Mishnah Brura's views shortly. But certainly the Mishnah Brura, when defining how to tell if a matzah is a certain way, so he's saying what the Shulchan Aruch is talking about, Ein Chutin Nimshachin, that's a quote from the Shulchan Aruch. The Mishnah Brura is saying we're describing where you can stick your finger in and check. Okay, so I'm not saying the Mishnah Brura used that. He didn't. Okay, he clearly used ours. He was a good Ashkenazi Jew from the 20th, early 20th century. But still, I'm trying to demonstrate the phenomenon that the bread that we're talking about, the matzah that we're talking about, was thicker. Okay? Fine. So the Kolbo is one of our very, very early Rishonim. Probably about 900. So he said the following. He cites the Ravid. The same Lashon appears in the Dark Hamoshe, appears in the Levush, many places. Kadav Ravid Zal, Bedrasha. Shera'oi lasot matzah shemitzah rekikin uktanim lo avim gdolim shein zelechem oni. It's proper to make matzah flat and thin, not thick. That way it won't be lechem oni. The pasuk in Dvarim Tedvav tells us that matzah needs to be lechem oni. And lechem oni, poor man's bread, is not this big, thick, beautiful bread. That's what the Kobo tells us. So is that pasken la'alacha? Well, the Shulchan Aruch in Source 5 tells us the following. Ein osin srikin hamitsuyarin. You can't make designs on your matzah. You know, patty cake, mark it with B. You can't mark your matzah with B. Okay? You can't have this design in your bread, because while you're doing that, the matzah might rise. Dahinu litzayer bapat kamin chaya va'ov, to draw a picture of an animal. So that you're not allowed to do. Umikom akom tov l'mayr lasotan shlo l'shopen. Make them as fast as possible. Says the Rama. V'yesh lasot amatzot rikikin. We make them into thin crackers. V'lo pata vekesh arlechem. And not thick like other bread. Ki ein harikikin maharim lachmitz. Because crackers don't go chametz so fast. So the source for our distinction between Sephardi and Ashkenazi matzot, right here, Shulchan Aruch says, okay, don't make a design in them. We want to do it as fast as possible. And the Rama says, speaking of doing it as fast as possible in a way that it won't become chametz, let me tell you, we make them thin like a cracker. The Ber Hetev gave their comments. And he says, Haminag lasotam ga'ovi etzba. About a finger's thick. And the Mishnah Berurah says, even though it has to be pachot mi tefach, that's pretty thick. Okay, that's like a nice challah. Nonetheless, mikol makom nachon yoter lechatchila lasot rekikin dalkin. So lechatchila, we make them into thin crackers. Yes. You never made pita on a camp out?
Yeah.
So you don't need a fancy oven. You just put it upside...
Those things aren't as flat as our...
Okay, that's less than a finger.
I'm saying the matzahs that we have nowadays...
Are even thinner than that, so they roll it better. But it's not a dent in the fire. The fire can cook that like that.
A modern, like a powerful pizza oven to make something that thin and crack
it. It's not a dent in the oven, it's a dent in how thin you roll it. The oven, that oven can make matzah, or you can even put bread on that. Okay. Fine. So number 8, the Mishnah Berurah also discusses the minhag. It was a very prevalent minhag. We know our Erev Pesach is pretty hectic as it is, and all we have to do on Erev Pesach, I'm not talking about this year when it's Shabbos, because it's already moved up, but a regular year, you just have to burn the chametz by a certain time. But imagine, back in the day, there was the Korban Pesach. So after you're done burning the korban, burning the chametz, comes the time of the afternoon, and now you start slaughtering your korban pesach. So at the same time, since the korban pesach is connected to the mitzvah matzah, so the minhag was, even when we didn't have the korban pesach, the time to bake the matzah was on erev pesach in the afternoon, which is from the sixth hour after you finish burning your chametz. So commenting on that, in Source 8, the Mishnah Berurah says that after Sheish Mamed Zadavka, said, but the Magen Avraham and Eliyahu Rabba, like the Shulchan Aruch, that after 6. And so too, the Beis Meir and the Gra. And he says, listen, Da'ad mitzad din mutar lefot matzah b'Pesach. Technically, you can even bake matzah on Pesach. Acha medaktikim no'agim lefot ha'kodim Pesach. But people are extra careful, bake everything before Pesach. Sheim yidarev mashu chametz v'tocham yidbatel. Why? Because we know that before Pesach, if you have chametz in something, it can become batel in a 60th. On Pesach, chametz isn't batel at all, not even in a 1,000. So therefore, to not have to deal with that issue, the medakta can bake everything before Pesach. Pashut. So therefore, what if you didn't bake the matzahs just right, and then there was some part that wasn't completely baked, and then that part was there, so that part was batel, and therefore, even though it got cooked later, anything happened later on Pesach, it was already batel. There are some people who are machmer. I don't know if you know anybody with this chumra. I think we refer to it as gebrachs. Okay, some people machmerin al atzman ve'ein shorin in mashal matzah v'pesach. They don't take the matzah and wet it or cook it in any way on Pesach. Mechashash shemen nishar mad kemach b'tocha matzah. Maybe the matzahs we made had a drop of flour left. Mibevnei shalom alish yafe. It wasn't kneaded right. Vayin b'shari tshuva the mitzara din in the choshel zeh. You don't have to be choshesh to this. We're not coming up with iser. So, the chumrah of gebrachs doesn't make as much sense or isn't as necessary in our thin matzah. Because the whole idea of it might have made sense in that the thicker matzah, and there might be a spot that wasn't fully cooked, and now you're going to cook it or make it hot water, and you're gonna do something. But in our crackers, very thin crackers, there's no need for that. But says the Mishnah Berurah, Mikomakom Misha Noeg B'Chumra Zo, and Maznichen Oto. Don't abandon it. Don't mock anybody who has such a minhag. So that's the background to prove that it was very clear that the matzah that was back in the day was the thicker matzah. But yet the Ramah, Mishnah Berurah, Ashkenazim tell us. All these Makorah we cited, that our minhag is to have the thin one. So what happened? Now we have Ashkenazim who have matzah this way, and there's many Sfardim who have the thicker matzah. So now you have thicker matzah. Pretty firm person offering to sell it to you with Ashkacha. Hey, I have these thick matzahs. Oh yeah? How do you get them? Oh, you know, the same 18 minutes you have with the oven, the same thing. Just they come out thicker. And look, don't they look good and delicious and smell good? Wouldn't you want these instead? And then we have people who want to eat them. And that is our question, our topic today. Can Ashkenazim eat them? So our first source on this topic is the Tshuvot Van Hagot. Who was the Tshuvot Van Hagot? Who is Tshuvot Van Hagot? He's alive and well. His name is Rav Moshe Sternbach. He's Rav Beis Din of the Eid HaRedis in Yerushalayim. He is an English speaker. He's from London. Okay, he's definitely in his 90s. At the Siyum HaShas that took place in January 2020, which feels like 20 years ago already, because of Corona since then, which was like the last time people ever saw each other in a room. He spoke on video. He didn't attend, but he spoke on video in English. And I was like, oh, look at that. Speaks English. Oh, he's from London. Okay, found out all these things about him. And he has a series of tshuvas on all topics. He was a while a rav in Johannesburg, and he was being makari of a lot of people, and then giving shurim to like medical profession there. And he happens to be in Artsibur. We would consider him a tremendous machmir, very stringent, which is kind of funny because in the Akdama to his tshuvas he writes. Please forgive me for all the kulas I have in the sefer. I do a lot of kiruv. And there's, you know, a wanted poster, if you want, of anybody who can find any of those kulas in the book. And, you know, you'll get a prize. Okay, now that's a little bit of exaggeration. I remember Rav Tabori, who is the front of the Racha, who is a Ram in this yeshiva, said that he once met one of his talmidim. And Rav Tabori was wearing these, like, I don't know, penny loafers or kind of shoes or something. And he says, oh, you're wearing those because you're choshesh to the kalayim and the laces. He goes, no, because they're comfortable. And, okay, so this is Rav Sternbach, Shlita, and in his tshuva, he says, why is it that we don't have these matzahs? It is clear in the Gemara and the Rishonim, they had thick matzah. Okay, no, nobody is denying that. There's no like, no, Moshe Rabbeinu had this thin matzah on the way out of Mitzrayim. None of that. Okay, this isn't revisionism. Okay, what happened that now we don't have that and they had that back then? So mi pi agon mi brisk, the brisker Rav Zatzal. Shamati, in other words, Rav Shturmbach had a connection to the Briska Rav. He came to Eretz Yisrael already in the 1950s, Rav Shturmbach. So he met the Briska Rav. He learned a lot from him or with him. Sherishonim hikiru simani chametz b'matzah. The earlier people, the Rishonim, they knew how to tell when matzah was coming chametz. There was a visual sign of it, and they knew it. They were looking to go, up, oh, that rose, that's matzah. So they were able to bake thick matzah. Aval didan us certainly mana. We can't do that. Shematzu yoter matzor avod shein enafon miyad, because thick ones don't get baked right away. Mechametz kondesh defen, they become chametz first. Va'od nire shebizmanam nagu lefot be pesach atzmo yom yom kedei shechametayim. They baked them on Pesach because the thick matzahs, they wanted them to be hot and fresh. It's not shayach for our thin cracker matzos. Yadu li zaher is a chom tzarich b'tanur. They knew exactly what temperature to set the oven. Sheidvos yavon memad kol biyachad, so it'll quickly break right away. Aval didan sheinanu b'kim. I don't know what temperature to put the oven on. Hakashrut moderet hi kishem matzad dakam meod. It's when the best hashgach on matzah is when it's really thin. Oh, that way it bakes right away and it won't become chametz. We won't give hashkacha. Ha'irach HaRedis does not give hashkacha to any thick matzos. So, the first side of this is the view of Rav Shturmbach. Shuvah van Hagot is that we treat it like it's chametz. We don't give hashkacha to it. Can't eat it. Don't eat it. Stay away from it. Why? Back then, they knew how to tell when something was becoming chametz. We don't, so we have to stay away from it. And they knew the temperature to put it on. Yes?
What Shurbach is saying is on your minhag, then it's fine. You know, Svarim can also have their minhag. If you make it taller on like a tamuv, you know, we don't know how to, and it's going to be chametz gamor, then what does the Shurbach say that, you know, are the Svarim eating chametz gamor?
So, I think he's not going to say that about the Svarim who have such a minhag. We're going to see people say it more explicitly, but I think he's saying, you can't now decide because that's a good idea to do it. Okay? And therefore, his tzibor, which isn't going to eat any hashkacha, but an eda charedis hashkacha, isn't going to get a thick matzah out of it. Okay? Yes?
So is Rav Shturmbach saying that like matzah can become charedis before the 18 minutes? Or like, what's the relationship?
Yeah, we think that too.
Yeah?
Yeah. That's even in our thin matzahs, if you go to the matzah factory, the matzah has to be constantly being handled. If you leave it, it becomes chametz. And so they're very careful about
even
it.
Even if it's fully...
Even if it's less than 18 minutes, yeah. Okay. In fact, the matzahs that you eat generally were about 3 minutes. Okay? We're not even close. So there's not so much room in the oven if they're making a big batch for all the matzahs at once. So they keep working the other ones, and when those 3 minutes are done, they put the next batch in. And there's a chumra of people who have tanur rishon, which is the fire when they first lit it. In other words, there's a whole hierarchy in it. But again, yes, the concept is that if you make them thick and then you don't put them in the oven right away, they're going to become chametz faster than if you make them thin and don't put them in the oven right away. Okay, that is exactly what he said. Okay. Source 10. Rav Yaakov Ariel. Who's Rav Yaakov Ariel? He's the Rav of Ramat Gan. And he has some shutim on the website of Machon Torah Va'aretz. Very involved in, you know, making bodek lettuce and kushkatif lettuce and Shomos and Masros in this country. And he has also some shutim on the website of yeshiva.org.il, which is, I believe, the website of the yeshiva of Beit El. And here he was asked, source 10, Ma da'ata rav b'yachas l'achilat matzot rakot b'pasach l'ashkenazim? What is the rabbi's view about Ashkenazim eating these soft matzot? Again, if it has a good ashkacha. Haim yesh havchana bein atzibor l'chlalo l'bein mi shekashelo l'achol matzot kashor. And even if you're against it, maybe that's in general, but what about somebody who finds the hard matzot difficult? And he answers, Rak mi shiyesh lo mesoret mesuderet me'avod avotav mipi tamidei chachamim muvakim yachol esmol chalkach mi she'en lo mesoret kazo choshesh mechimutz filo yochal otan. Says Rav Yaakov Ariel, only if you have mesorah, so then you can have such matzahs. If you don't have a mesorah from tamidei chachamim muvakim, you should not be eating such a matzah. Follow-up question there. Hayim yesh baya l'ashkenazim b'matzot yarob rakot im kein maramad baya. Is there a problem for some matzah for Ashkenazim? If so, what's the level of the problem? And in addition, achila kol hazeitim b'matzot mekana pokem libon hachag. Me eating the regular matzah that I'm used to ruins my oneg yontif. Ein makom l'knedelach. I then have no room to eat the matzah balls and all the delicious food that everybody ate because I stuffed myself with this thin matzah. Matzot rakot poter l'bayan. If I were to eat this soft matzah, it would solve that. Says Rav Yaakov Ariel, abaya b'matzot eila ein rak l'ashkenazim, ela kol adam Yisrael. It's not a problem only for Ashkenazim. What are you asking for Ashkenazim? It's a problem for anyone. Haim named Nafu Kalacham, and Haim Chashash Chametz. Were they baked properly? Is there no Chametz? Rak mi sheyesh lo mesoret mesuderet. I know, I have a minhag from my father, all the way back. Mi pi tamidei chachamim v'vakim. Ketza lafon matzot ke'ilu, how to bake such matzah? Yachol esmach hakach. He can rely on that. V'chol hayeter yesh chashash chamor shel chametz v'pesach. Everybody else, chashash chamor of chametz. And higzamta b'tanat oneg yomtov, and you exaggerated on talking about, oh, it's going to ruin your yontif if you can't eat your kenedelach. He doesn't accept it. That was on that website, and I told you source 11 on the Beit El website. Haim yesh yishur ala askenazi lechol matzot rakot b'pesach. Is it aser? V'im nevar shenogu lo lechol, avol yoter pashu lechol shnei zeitim v'matzot rakot b'toch shir shel shtayim ad arba dakot. Is it aser? Because it seems to me, this way I can be better mekayim the mitzvah d'oraita of eating the proper shir of matzah on Seder night. Because I have to eat it all so fast, and I'll be able to do it faster. Oh, so it's not just I prefer it; it's going to help my mitzvah d'oraita, kiyum mitzvah d'oraita. Says Rav Yaakov Ariel, "B'matzah rakot yesh bayash shemaluna fukara oyvi yesh chashash lechametz. Rak elu anogim lechlon v'shenefu bashkachat torani tova lelo chashashot rasheim lechochlan yeter eidot." Anyone else? Stay away from it. The next question, 7-parter. Shalom Rav. Ra'iti sharav anash matzor rakot yesh chashash chametz. I saw you said this chashash chametz. V'chein ein l'ashkenazim l'achol m'pesach. So Ashkenazim can't eat them. Esmachim Rav yachol l'aninot al ha'shelon emshech. 1. Ma'afia she'ofe matzor gam matzor v'gam kashot bezmanim shonim menakim et kelim min afia l'afia ach lo menaket tatanur. So a bakery bakes both soft matzah and hard matzahs. And they don't clean the oven between. But they do clean the kelim. Can an Ashkenazi buy those hard matzah? 2. In kvar kana matzah. If you did buy them, can I eat them? What if there's a hefzi merubah? I already bought them. Can I eat them? 3. I am tzarech limkor otam legoy. Do I have to sell them to a goy like chametz? 4. Hayim utar l'ashkenazi lechol bekelim shel svardim shochlim matzot rakot sheyadua sheymachnesim otam lekarishion sheyatzal lerbo. They use this matzah and they bake it on their kelim. Can I eat on those kelim? Din shaveh ben chamrim l'shmecha. Does it matter if they're friends or relatives? 5. Hayim utar lechol me'amatzot kashor elilu shelonim karu acharei Pesach. Let's say I didn't sell them. Can I eat them after Pesach or are they chamit shogar lav Pesach? 6. Can I eat them lechachila? Seven, after Pesach. Seven, and if you say no, what if they're my only Lechem Mishnah option on the Shabbos after Pesach? Can I eat those matzot rachot sha'avar aleihem Pesach afterwards? And what does Rabbi Yaakov Ariel answer? Mi she'en lo mesorot mit yaches lematzot elu kol chashash chametz lechol davar vinyan. Treat those matzos as though they're chashash chametz. Okay? Again, this is the stricter side of the views of the poskim. Source 12, Halicha Shlomo, Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach. Matzot shelano holvas suy rikikim dakim v'kashim, kashel echomem kashnei zeytum kei achil apraz, it's hard to do it, so just eat them consecutively without stopping. Don't try to eat them simultaneously, trying to shove all the food in your mouth at once. And in the footnote there, it tells us, da'av shemutar min adin lasot avonim him pachudim atefach, mechom akom l'masa yesh lasotan rikikin dakin. L'maisa, you make them thin crackers. And the Ashkenazi minhag is to make them as thin as possible. An Ashkenazi should not eat a matzah thicker than we're used to. And if you want to tell me that it's difficult for you, so dip your matzah in some liquid in order to eat them in the right amount of time. But it says it doesn't, it's not a problem with Gabras, even if Gabras is when you soak it, and this is when you just quickly dip it in and eat it, and that's his answer. Okay. Let's move on to a middle view. The middle view is that of the Minchat Asher. But in order to understand the Minchat Asher, let us cite the three sources that he uses to make his equation. So first, source 13, the Torah tells us the following. In the name of his father, the Rosh, Noagin ba'ashkenaz v'tzarfat la'sotan mi'isaron. When we make matzah, we make them from an isaron of flour. Zecher nase v'lachmei toda. Shayotzim v'nasurim mevi toda. V'toda yaba gimu minim shmatzot chalot rikikin v'rucha. V'kol min yaba gimu asornim v'shlish. V'kol min ayosin yud chalot arishi gimu l'kol gimu chalot isaron achad. V'kain osin shlashtam isaron. In memory of the lachmei toda, the person became free. He had to bring a korban toda. And you had to bring it from that amount of flour, so we should make our three matzot from an isaron of flour. How much is an isaron of flour? Well, the pasuk tells us it's an isaron is 1/10 of an ephah, and that is 2.49 liters according to Rav Chaim Na, or 4.3 liters according to Chazon Ish. And if you do metric, so that's 2488 cubic centimeters or 4299 cubic centimeters. In other words, we're talking about a nice amount of dough. And the Shulchan Aruch in Source 14 tells the Ramah tells us, Nagu lasot shalosh matzot shel seder meisaron zecher lachomach meitodah. This idea that the Rosh said was the minhag in Ashkenaz of Tzarfat is also told to us as a minhag by the Ramah. Again, the same Ramah who told us that we have thin crackers, told us that they also used to make the three matzot from the Seder from an Isaron. And finally, he also quotes a Chok Yaakov, who cites the Ma'arivil. The matzah shnia yaseh yoter gedola me'acherot. Make the middle matzah even bigger. Shekol echad v'echad tzarich lechol mimena shnei chatichot. That way everybody at the Seder can get two pieces from it. Echad b'shar amotzi v'echad lafi komen. With that in mind, let's read what Rav Asher Weiss sees from this shita. Shenow again ba'ashkenaz u'betzarfat lasot shloshen ha'matzot shel seder mi'isaron. So the Torah tells us they made the three matzahs of the seder from an isaron of flour. Kach hevi amar harama. Isaron hu shir shel kekilo v'sheish meot gram. We're talking about at least 3 pounds of flour. Harish shloshen ha'matzot shel az hayu b'mishkal. So whatever matzah they're describing weighed about 30 of our matzahs. Okay? Picture that. Varei baror keshemesh. She'i afshar shekotar ha-matzot ahein haya pi eser mi-matzot didan. Okay? Don't picture that they're walking around with matzahs in a diameter that's also, 10 times ours. Okay, and Shayu Matzotem Avi Mishalan Orbe. So must be, Al Korchov, that their matzahs were thicker. Mishnah Berurah, Avisha ben Meir, pick big was Shayom Mishnah Kamen Nagzeh. The Mishnah Berurah says we don't have that minog anymore. I had a relative who was present at Rochaim Kanievsky when a group of Hasidim came and presented him with a giant matzah. And somebody asked Rav Kanievsky if that matzah has the right shear. And he says, yeah, shear pikuach nefesh. He has a sense of humor. So, okay, so make it bigger, but this is crazy. Their matzah were bigger and thicker. They must have been softer. Because if they were thicker and they were hard, like crackers, can you imagine biting into a cracker that thick? You wouldn't be able to bite it or chew it or eat it. They have to give two out to everybody. Katam Sofer wrote that too. Our thin matzah, that's not possible. We saw that was the minog. And even though we just cited the Mishnah Berurah, citing the Beit Meir, who said this minog no longer, Mishum Chashash Chimutz. It was not because, low pikpik Mishum Chashash Chimutz, wasn't because he thought it might be Chametz. El Mishum Dehirak Ochel Kachim Bachutz. Since you're doing it as a Zecher, Lachmei Toda, if you start acting too much like the Lachmei Toda, you're eating Lachmei Toda outside of the Beis HaMikdash. We have a little bit of a problem. We don't want you eating Kachim Bachutz. So he said, don't do that. But if that's his issue, Kol Zeh Mashma Din Mezeh Chashash Chametz. It's not because of a Chashash Chametz. And see also Tosfot Pesachim, who tells us the following, Gabei Birkat HaMotzi VaMatzah, D'Yishomim D'Botzei Lefne Birkat HaMotzi V'Yilom Rechi Lachar HaBracha. You slice it, but you don't separate it. Okay? I can't describe what that's talking about slicing and not separating my matzah when my matzah is these thin crackers. When it comes to a loaf of bread, I can understand. Slice it, and then pull them apart. But my matzah, there's no such thing. Lo shayach klal l'tzoa b'li ba'afrid. It says, Rabbi Asher Weiss, ma shenagu l'asot rekikin dakin, kamo shekitav ramah, so we make them thin crackers, shloi av kalechem, v'lo para vekeshar lechem, ki in rekin marin lachmitz. Ramah tells us, make them thin like crackers so they don't get chametz. Uviyala Rabba and the Beit Hillel, katvu denagu l'asotin ovi etzma, make them a finger stick. Uvade have lach ki matzah kashib, oh, because again, must have been soft, because if it was hard, you wouldn't be able to eat it if it was that thick. V'chein katav machaber, ein osim b'pesach pa'ave tefach, don't make him a tefach. And the Mishnah Berurah that we cited again says, l'asot harbe pachot mitechach. Says Rav Asher Weiss, mikom makom nire digam matzot rakot ele have b'chlal rikikin. Still, those soft, slightly thick matzot fulfill the mandate of the Ramah, telling us that you have to have thin cracker-like matzah. In other words, the Ramah is saying make them thin. But thin is still not defined. So all he's saying is make them thin, not thick. But how thin is thin? Paper thin? Or about a finger thin? About a finger thin looks pretty thick. Right? That's thicker than your matzah that you used to. I see you measuring with your eyes there. Yes? Okay. But so does Ramash why say to eat that? Well, let's see. Mira lechora the mashin agubis maninu latzom atzot takom beod. So how come we're not even doing it that thick? We're doing it really thin. Why? Eno mechre chomrom im chashash nimutz. It's not necessarily because of it becoming chametz. El mishuma yitzor amoni, because of mass production. Shem yatzrim harvei zman lefnei Pesach, because we make them well before Pesach. V'amatzot harakol lachar zman muat o malur ovesh omid yabshor mekashon. And these thick matzahs, after just a few days, get moldy or too dried out, and you can't eat them. V'iyashar lachlan acharei zman muat. And therefore, that's why we do it. But not because our minog is that they have to be so impossibly thin, so we could, in theory, have thicker ones. But, says Rav Asher Weiss, v'kol makom chochech ani bazeh, I'm afraid of allowing it. That, Maybe we're not so experts in making them thick and soft. Could be. Could be that's the reason they made it. Even though I said that was the reason, maybe that's the reason. Stay away from it. I'm afraid of new things. Don't forsake the chinuch that you got from your parents. And Pesach were extra careful. And then I saw in the Kadam Sofer, the Rabbah Mechshalom Mitzvot, there's many pitfalls when it comes to making these thick matzos. Shinim Nefod Yafem Achmad Ovyan. Uberov Ari Ashkenaz Asru Otam Becharimot. They put cherem on any Ashkenazi who would eat such a matzah, and so too I saw in the Mamar Mordechai. So, says Rav Asher Weiss, Me'ikar Adin Avalo Umaisa. Me'ikar Adin, it's clear to me that even if we're saying that it has to be thinner than what they did, that thinner that the Ramah is talking about is thicker than we currently do. So maybe we can do that. Because even when you see these Sephardi matzahs, they're still pretty thin. They're like a laffa. They're not a roll, a sandwich. So technically it's okay. He might allow it for a sick person, all sorts of situations, meikar din. But for most people, he is not matir. Now I would like to do a tshuva of Rav Herschel Schechter Shlita. But again, just like I did for Rav Asher Weiss, I wanted to review outside the two or three sources that he cites so we understand what Rav Schechter is doing in his tshuva. So the first source is source 17, the Shulchan Aruch in Halachos of Brachos. When it comes to the sugya of Pat Haba B'Kisanin, what you sometimes might be referred to as Mizonos rolls, or often many people apply this to the laws of pizza and other foods, but it's bread-like items used in place of bread. What is its din? So the Shulchan Aruch tells us, Pat Haba B'Kisanin, Yivarech Alobrei Mizonot. What bracha do you make on it? You make a Mizonot. And Alamichya. But if you eat so much of it that you're eating the amount that a person makes a suda on, even though you would even eat more than that, then you make hamotzi and berkat hamazon. Okay, it's a halacha many of us should be familiar with. And then the next sifim he goes to define what is pat haba b'kisanin, and one of his examples is שאוסים אותם כאבים יבשים כוססים אותם. והם נקראים בישקונס, biscuits. Thin, cracker-like biscuits that you're using instead of bread. In other words, probably something similar to our matzah. Then, the Mishnah Berurah in Siman Tav Pei Vav discusses what about if there's an air hole in your matzah. And you're trying to decide if you have a shir kezayit. If there's no hole, even if it's soft and spongy, you don't have to shmush it. Okay? Shmush it is the technical term. Then he also cites the Shulchan Aruch HaRav in source 19, and this same Lashon again appears elsewhere. Oh, by the way, the Mishnah Berurah's Lashon appears in Shulchan Aruch HaRav and the Aruch HaShulchan. But the Shulchan Aruch HaRav tells us the following. En osin matzah v'tefach, you don't make it a tefach thick. And then he says, Tov lason matzah rekikin dakin shem rachon lachmitz. Again, sort of like the Ramah. Make them thin so they won't become chametz. But what if you made them thick? Mutarot v'achila, they're allowed. Mikomakom yishlayin b'tochov ya, still check them that, sort of like what the Mishnah Berurah said, by sticking in your finger to make sure they were baked well. And he says, Tov shaloli kach utzal matzah mitzvah, better to not use such a matzah for your mitzvah. So now comes Rav Shachter's tshuva. It's a tshuva written on his stationery in his handwriting. If you want some me, I'm happy to send it to you. Tshuva Rav Shachter, written in Tov Shinayin Aleph. He quotes the Shulchan Aruch on the Pada Baba Kislin. Katav mechaber, shikavim yaveshin, kishikosis notam berchatam mezono, der mezono. That's how we have our matzah. Of course there are motzi, because that's you're making your meal on. You don't have other bread. Sponge-like. Velo kanal, and not cracker-like like ours. Val pip shuto haya nire sha'af l'ashkenazim utar. It would seem to be that it's mutter to an Ashkenazi as well. Lecho matzot elu shel esvardim. The mash gatav ramah shenagul esotan rikikin ramah make them like crackers. Afilu pshuto lo rotzel markavim yaveshim. He's not saying crackers so thin, but rather he's saying somewhat thin. Pachot mitefach, less than a tefach. Even less than a finger. That's still relatively thick. What we saw in Source 18. You can be mekayim your matzah even if it's thick like a sponge. And what if you go, oh, but what about our minog? How could you change our minog and do that? It's like changing the color of your curtain. Well, that our curtain always was blue. So what? Your minhag is to have a curtain, not to have a blue curtain. You can make it a red one, or vice versa. The einat seva chelik min haminhag, kein pashut. As Rav Shachter says, mutter, one can have these thick matzahs. Also, I saw Rav Reima Cohen, who is the Rosh Yeshiva of Oniel, a boger of this yeshiva, has a shut that's on the Machon Somet website. Chonsome, you're familiar, the building right next door to Yeshiva. Okay, and Madua Horgalu Lafon Matzot Kikod V'Kashon. So in his tshuva, he has a paragraph there. Why did we end up with flat, hard matzos? Hasiba Shematzot Nogon Hainu Rekikim Yaveshim Inu Mechrek Meglash Matzot Rakonin Kasherot. It's not because the soft ones aren't kosher. And Kevan Shanachnu Matpidim Lafon Kol Matzot Shim Yachag Kodim Pesach. Because we bake them all before Pesach. That way, as the Mishnah Berurah said that we saw, and I think it was source 8, if you mix in a bit of flour, it'll be batel because it's before Pesach. If you look at Pesach, atzmo, ain't bitel chametz. Umikevan shematzot rakot einam ruyo lachila al kishen triot. The soft matzot are only good when they're fresh. Lo nitan hayam yuchinat techni. It was technically not possible. Let fot matzot rakot me'erev chagav or kolacham. You couldn't do it. In order to make them edible, so that I make them really thin. Baram hayom shenitan lefon merechag ulak pi. You can bake them and freeze them. So there's two options in order to get thick matzah. One, you go to the people who are still baking on Erev Pesach, and you get a thick matzah from them, and that's good for the first day Pesach, probably the second day. Or you get the frozen one, and then the day you want to use it, you heat it up on a plato. Lefshar lechlan teriot, he put some quotes. You'll eat them fresh like b'meshach kol yimei achag. En kol mania lefot matzah rakot vavon matzah. So there's nothing to stop you from doing that. Totally allowed. Befrat kishovyan pachom yovyatzman, especially when it's less than a finger thick. And so too, my friend Rav Shmuel Eliyahu, so it's a little bit easier for him to say it, he's Sephardi. B'shem Aviv Shehoria Afla Ashkenazim, Ein Isur V'Achila Matzor Rakot, Lo Min Adin, V'Lo Min Minag, Umi Sherotze Yachol Lechol Matzor Rakot. Whoever wants can eat them, as long as they're less than that thick, less than Ovi Tefach or Karovilov. And so too, Rav Nachum Rabinovich, he wrote Shlita, because he was alive, he passed away this year. He was the Rosh Yeshiva in Male Adumim. He also said there's no Isser in the Matzor Rakot. Right here in Alon Shvut, just this week, in a public forum, one of the people of Alon Shvut asked Rav Rimon, and he said also that it was not a problem. He said, Ashkenazim lo nagu lechol matzot rakot, aval in lem isur v'davar, gam b'leil ha'seder v'gam b'chag, ani ochol matzot takot, mishkashelo, hotzel lechol matzot rakot, bechsher tov, yesh lama v'mismoch. So he says, Ashkenazim have not been knowing to eat that, but there's no isur. So he was answering somebody who's, you know, was having some health issues, so we're certainly not there for such a person. That is such a view. When I was planning on giving the shir, I went over to our Rosh Yeshiva, I went over to Rav Gigi, and first he surprised me and said he doesn't eat them, because not every tzibur of Sfaradim eats them. Like we said, you need to have a certain minog. He says, it's not my minog. His minog was the thin matzos. He's, by the way, Moroccans don't eat rice either. He does have kinyos, you know, they have hummus and other things that he does eat, but the rice isn't universal on the, what? Okay. Yeah, I think they do. I mean, maybe other people don't. I don't know. In his family, but they don't have rice, but they're Moroccan. But he said no. He said the answer is it's not. He says the halachic issue you can solve. He says it's not a halachic issue. But he says, but that's not the matzah that we had. It's not the matzah my father had, and it's not the matzah any of us had. So he said he wouldn't use it for the seder. He said. So that was it. And then I went to Rav Moshe Lichtenstein. And he said the following. And then I'll sum up and I'll tell you my nitzi on this topic. And then if you have a question after, you can ask me. So Rav Moshe said, he told a story. There was this person who came to Rav Amital, Zatzal, to have him be his Masada Kiddushin. And he said he was bearing, he wasn't his, he wasn't our star alumnus. He was a little bit on our left, and he was marrying somebody who was fairly more liberal than him. And after he agreed to be Masada Kiddushin, they came back to him and they said, at our wedding, we want only what's halacha, not what's minhag. So Rav Amital looked at him and said, like what? And he's like, the whole where the kala walks around the chasen thing. So that's minhag, we don't need that. So Rav Amital put his arm around him and he said, please go find another Masada Kiddushin. And he's like, do you disagree with me that that's halacha, that's minog and not halacha? And he says, no. He says, but you have your mishigas, and I have mine. My mishigas is, I like to keep the minog. This is the minog that my father had, and my grandfather had, and my grand... We maintain minog, and that's what we do. So Rav Moshe Lichtenstein said to me, technically, we can get around every one of these issues. He says, but at the same time, our mishagas is that's our minhag. Our minhag has been to have the matzah this way. This is the matzah that we have. That was his answer to me. I would like to suggest from my own. So first of all, I think the Chashash Chametz or Yaakov Ariel here was a little bit extreme. Again, number one, you can't tell me that Rav Shechter says you can eat it and then you have to kashi your dishes and it's Chametz and Chametz Shavar Lev V'Pesach. That was number one. Number two, on the whole good Ashkacha, bad Ashkacha front. So 2 years ago, we had over my Sephardi brother-in-law, and I got him the soft matzahs. It was his first time having it, because in Chutz Laaretz he never had it. But in Eretz Yisrael, I was able to get it for him, and he had it. It had the same hashkacha that my thin matzah had. So, again, I didn't have it. He's Sephardi, he can have it. I didn't have it, but you can't tell me that it's because, chashash chimutz, whatever. Rav Machbud was the Ashkacha on that matzah, and Rav Machbud was the Ashkacha on my matzah. And he's the Ashkacha on the meat and chicken I buy all year long. And I've been to the Shechita house, where his Ashkacha does the Shechita. I've been to his chicken Shechita, I've been to his beef Shechita. And they do fantastic job. They're very, very careful people. So the argument, Chashash Chimutz, it doesn't sit well with me. If I'm going to trust him on my matzah, okay, then I have to trust him on that matzah. I can't be like, no, I only trust you on the thin matzah. Okay, so that argument is not, doesn't sit with me personally in my situation. Maybe in other situations it does. But still, for the following non-halachic argument as well, I refrain from eating it for the Seder. And the reason is this. Our religion, Judaism, is based on our Masorah. It's based on my father did something, and his father did something, and his father did something before him. And there's one night a year that is the most based on that. And what night is that? Pesach. The Pesach Seder is every Jewish person sitting down and telling their children, you know, my father told me, and his father told him, and his father told him, that we were once slaves in Egypt. And this is what happened. And this is the story. And the whole point of the Pesach Seder is that I'm doing what they did. What my grandfather did. Wouldn't I want my grandfather to recognize my Seder? To not come into my Seder and be like, why is the chametz here? Okay? I'd want him to look at the matzah and know that's what it was. So again, this is an emotional argument, a shkafak argument. I made this argument about maybe it was a year or two ago in a Gush alumni forum of Rabbanim, and somebody there who was very into, you know, reductio ad absurdum arguments was like, yeah, my grandfather wouldn't recognize our Seder. First of all, we have electricity and indoor plumbing, and he spoke Hungarian, and ours is in Hebrew. And what was the topic there? The topic was that he wanted to have in his... He doesn't want to do the Agada. He wanted to do just learn Sefer Shmos. In other words, we do it based on the four Psukim in Kitavo, that we derish it in a certain way. He was going to be Yotze halachically with the Kol Shalom or Shlosh Dvarim, fine, but his text of his Seder was going to be just analyzing the Pesach story. And I was like, this is the Agada. The Agada. This is what we do. Seder night. We do this Agada. I could show it to you in the Rambam. I could show it to you in the Gaonim. The Agada is what we do. And you just want to change it? Okay, technically, Yotze, this, that. That's what it's about. And so that was where he gave me the reductio ad absurdum. No, my grandfather wouldn't recognize our Seder because, you know, all those reasons. And now this person was very loud, and other people wrote to me privately saying, Shkayach, you're right, you know, this is what the Pesach Seder is about. This is matzah. The matzah is the one that my father and my grandfather and my great-grandfather would recognize. And therefore, I dafkan Seder night, I don't use the soft matzah. Do I think it's Aser? No, I think these are extreme. I can't tell you this chashash chametz. The same hashkacha who made mine made that one. So I wouldn't kasher my kelim. I wouldn't have those issues. It wasn't on my kelim. We had on plastic anyway. But I'm saying I didn't have that issue. So somebody's sick. Definitely I'm matir. Okay, you don't need me. Greater people than me were matir. And we can be matir. My personal tia, like our Rosh Yeshiva said, is, you know, that's our Mishugas. Okay, Mishugas has a negative connotation because it's like related to Mishuga, makes us crazy. So I don't want that connotation. But in the positive sense, that's what we're about. We're about our Masorah. We're about this is what my father did, my grandfather. That's what the Seder night is about. I'll close here in the Yeshua with Rav Asaf Ben Nersh. I know he gives a Chabur maybe to Shana Bet. So he also told me it's very controversial in his opinion, and Ashkenazi shouldn't look Achila by it. If there's just some need, you can eat it. And then that's what I would say. Now I'm done. Any questions?
Are you saying that during Chol HaMoed it's fine?
I would think. Okay. Again, these Rav Schechter says it's mutter, so he would say it's mutter. They would say Meikar Din, don't do it. So but Lemaisa don't do it. So he would say Lemaisa don't do it at all. So maybe the Maisa don't do it at all. But I think that given that, you know, your smarty brethren can do it, I don't know that you have to treat it that way. That's Aser. I have no taiva for it the rest of Pesach. I mean, my taiva would be it on Seder night, except I don't do it on Seder night. So then I didn't bother the rest of it. It would seem to be that if... again, because it's a Ashkafic argument, not a Halachic argument. But if you wanted to try it, what does this matzah taste like? Okay, yes.
So, from here, we would say that in a Shas HaKlach situation, Shas HaKlach scenario, you would...
Imagine you're invited to a Seder, you're in the army, they put you up at a Seder somewhere, and they have the Svardi matzah, but I tell you that... You should try to make sure you're not in that situation. You should buy a box of matzahs and then eat that one. Okay. Yes.
Kind of different, slightly related. Do you think that square matzah, like machine matzahs, would be falling to this like minhag, like we shouldn't change our minhag?
No. It's a topic for another time, but the issue with machine in hand, it could be halachic based on, I mean, they didn't have machines before a certain point making them, and they made machines, and the machine, the people who think the machine, okay, so it's the same matzah, just slightly different shape, but I can make it square, even without that. But the machine, just according to those who are in favor, it make it better. It's less likely to become chametz. They're more careful with it. I will tell you that in the Akdama, in the Haskamas, in the back of the Sefer of Mikre Kodesh, Rav Harari on the Moadim, he has a tshuva there in the back by Rishai Dablitsky, who was a Rav in Nebrak, and he had a story there of there's a minhag on Motzi Pesach to right away eat chametz. And this Kola guy went to this house of this Makubal. And Makubal had machine matzah, and so the guy knocked on his door and Motzi Pesach and said, "Hey, I need some chametz. Could I have some of your machine matzah?" And he says he didn't live that year. He didn't make it to the next Pesach. So that was his story. And I was like, "So don't mock anyone with the machine matzah." Again, I think that you should, if you're willing to eat the hand matzah, then eat the hand matzah. The people have all sorts of issues with the hand matzahs, and then eat the machine. But again, for a similar emotional reason, the hand matzah was the matzah that they had in Europe. And that's what we eat. Yes, you had a question, or you're done? Okay. Shkach. Chakasher v'sameach.